Welcome to the American Hard Enduro Podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Will with American Hard Enduro. I'm out here in Winter Park, Colorado. I'm actually at the USAC National Championships for mountain biking. My son is racing the Downhill Mountain Biking Championship. So I have missed Tough Like Roar for the first time in a few years. Hopefully everyone is out there having a great 4th of July, including all the guys that are racing or that have raced Tough Like Roar in Tamaqua, Pennsylvania. Since I couldn't be there, Drew Kirby, Jarrett Moan, they took over the duties this week for the podcast. So hopefully you guys enjoy what they've got to say. And they also get interviews with the top three, including Cody Webb, the winner, second place, Tristan Hart, and third place, Ryder LeBlond. And as always, we'd like to thank our sponsors, SLM Racing, North Texas KTM, and Motolab Dirt Bike Suspension. So if you guys need any KTM Sherco parts, give SLM Racing a call. Or if you need your suspension dialed in, give Rob Kosler at Motolab a call, and he can get you hooked up. So hopefully you guys, once again, are having a great 4th. God bless this country. Proud to be an American. So hopefully you enjoy it, and we'll see you on the trail. Hey guys, Drew Kirby with American Hard Enduro. We are just pulling out of Tamaqua, Pennsylvania. Oh, that was Jarrett Moan, who's driving, opening a AHA sparkling water with caffeine. So, Tough Like Roar, Jarrett, 2021 is in the books. How do you feel?
I'm wrecked.
I'm wrecked as well. It was Rob Moan, who's Jarrett's dad, I think decided he wanted to make the hardest race in America, and he accomplished it. We've interviewed Cody, who won. We've interviewed Tristan, who got second, and Ryder LeBlond, who got third, and they all said it was one of the most difficult races they've ever done. So it wasn't that hot. I mean, it's in the mid to low 70s. It rained a lot Saturday. Main event was Sunday. There were 61 of us because we had a little timing issue. Nick Dedukovic got in by the skin of his teeth and ended up 19th, 18th, got some money.
Something like that.
But he did a lap. So, Jarrett, how was your day?
My day was great. It was just a fun day in the woods with friends, with newfound friends that were made through mutual suffering.
Well, so Rob stepped the game up. And he, I think the goal was for the, it was a 13-mile loop, would you say?
Yeah.
It progressively got harder throughout the loop. And they just made some changes. So you, Jarrett's been in Tennessee for a year now.
Yep.
He hadn't seen any of this new stuff. What did you think when you were riding?
Well, at first I thought, dang, he made this too hard. But then I got lapped by Cody and Tristan. And they were not having many issues. And I was like, well, I guess he had to make it this hard and we're just bad now.
But so I guess I'll go ahead and I said the top three. Only three people technically finished the race and made two complete laps. My race ended. I made it to checkpoint three with maybe a minute to spare. Colton Haker and I, he was coming around. And we helped each other to get to the end of checkpoint three. Where did you end up?
I was somewhere before checkpoint three. I did not make it that far.
Well, it was, I don't even know, 409 traditionally is like one of the harder sections. Other side of heaven. So they ran it kind of a weird direction. Used to be we would do like half laps.
Uphill instead of downhill
on 409.
Yeah.
Okay, so we came into 409 and they made the entrance to 409. It was gnarly. I think I was on the third row. I think I was 27th after the qualifiers. You were, what were you after the qualifiers?
17th.
All right, so you were 17th. You were on row two and it was 15 seconds apart, dead engine starts, which goes fast. And I got lucky, got the whole shot, caught up to row two, your guys' row, and then when we got to the entrance to 409, it was a parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, hey, I'm going to run up and hit your back tire or break your leg or just do anything I can.
I did that to you.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so we had some fun with that. But so once, basically, I think that was the initial bottleneck that kind of spread everything out. Would you agree?
Yeah, after that, you were just in your team of three riders, basically.
Yep. So we got to, I ended up with Brian Mako and Nick Dedukovic a little bit, and Nick Mellinger. Mainly myself and Brian Mako. We were calling ourselves the old man crew with the dads. Yeah, the dads doing it. And we helped each other for a long time until he pretty much ran out of gas. But it was extreme. They added a section that was after Bear Scat that was before Bisexual. And it was just... Yeah. It was brutal.
It was gnarly.
Yeah, and what's funny is it wasn't even a name section to my knowledge.
I think it was just like in between, so it was probably just roped into all that. But
there was several sections that were going to be second lap only. I think six of them obviously neither one of us saw, because the biggest, we did the normal stuff. Let's see, it was Bear Scat, Bisexual. Or we did 50-minute trail before that. Then you went into Bear Scat, then Bisexual, and then you dropped into the pits, yeah. Right? Would you agree? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
So then it was down in the hole. No. Pit of McMisery was first, yep. With the big hill climb at the end. Then you went into down in the hole, which the entrance to down in the hole is still the scariest downhill at that race for me.
Really?
But, oh, I blow the turn every time. It kind of snuck up on me. So blew that, and then did down in a hole, and I actually talked to your dad about it in the interview, and he said Joey had ridden through there in 3 minutes. Yeah. I get there, Mako's in the, just, I don't know what he was doing. Nick Dedukovic comes up, and we're all just in there, and it was horrible. And I was trying to get to the left line, which was kind of the good line. Mako was on the right line, and I was trying to get to the left line. The bike looped out, did a 90-degree turn to the right, and shot me to the right line. Mako turns around, looks at me, he goes, "That's why I'm over here." I did the same thing. So him and I teamed up, and that was the beginning of our race together. So we did that. So then we did that pit. Then, like I said, prison sex was after that. And then we kind of had some cruising. There was Wicked Garden in there. I enjoyed Wicked Garden. What'd you think of it?
Wicked Garden whooped my ass.
Oh, come on, language.
Oh, sorry.
But whipped your butt. All right, so I actually enjoyed Wicked Garden, but Jared and I talked about it. The sections after Wicked Garden
all Wicked Garden.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
Oh, so, I thought just the hill was Wicked Garden.
So we ran all of Wicked Garden from last year.
Yep.
All of that was backwards from last year.
Oh,
that was existing trail.
Really?
A lot of it.
Okay, so...
And that was all after. Do you remember last year the checkpoint that was at the end of Wicked Garden, where you had that hill?
The other way, didn't you? We went right out. Okay, so that makes more sense. So for all of you that it was not named Wicked Garden, but it was the checkpoint two, basically. The second check was at the top of this hill. Then we did a U-turn back down, and it seemed like we were either going uphill or downhill, and my front tire went in every hole there was. I've about endoed, I don't even know how many times. Just, like, totally stopped my momentum. So, once we get through Wicked Garden, we get to cruise for a little bit. And there was some traditional sections, nothing extreme. Then we get to Panama. And then I thought we were in Panama. And Mako goes, "No, this is not even the start of Panama." I'm like, "You've got to be kidding me." And so, how would you describe it? Because I'm kind of at a loss for words.
It was what the top three wanted.
And I would love to have...
And what the top 40 up to the third did not want.
It was big, and Colton, all the pros walked it the day before, and they were just like, Colton Haker was like, the first five guys through are going to have decent traction. After that, it's just done. He used the F word to just say that's what it is. It's going to be big holes. And it was everything he said. And then by the time I got there, it was had some grease mud on the rocks. And some of the rocks were like the concrete rocks.
Yeah. Colton Haker did some heroic things when he lapped me. And it was right at the start of that.
Okay.
All the rocks are like mossy and greasy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And he did a full trials launch and splattered this rock shelf.
Okay.
And I was like,
That was pretty impressive. So it was, I heard several people say Colton was in good spirits, like talking to people, like
he was making fun of himself, and it was hysterical.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and it's good when, like, I usually, you know, now that we're kind of fortunate, we know some of the top guys a little bit, but it's cool when they interact with people. Like, Nick Ferringer's always been one that, like, whenever he comes around you and you move, he always gives you some kind of yell or something. I didn't see him today. The only people I saw was Cody, Tristan. They were, like, a minute apart.
Yeah.
And then Ryder was actually in third, but he was an hour behind him when he caught me. And then Colton was the only other guy that passed me. You saw a few more, right?
I only saw Keith and Logan, and at that point we were
No, I was talking about the dirt bike in the back of that truck.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the speed limit.
No, you're doing well. You're driving like an old granny.
But I don't want to wreck your van.
I appreciate that.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. You know, you got lapped by everybody.
Yeah, so I got lapped by those four, and then Keith, Curtis, and Logan Ballapew. Keith got to the spot where I was ready to call it a day. And
was that in Panama? Did you get to the big rock thing?
I did not get to the rock that said Panama. No.
So that's it? You didn't get to the rock that said Panama? No. That's what we're going with? Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So I was pushing time at this time. Mako ran out of gas. He had to go back, and it was just like, there goes my safety net.
Yeah.
You know, all my spirits were kind of getting crushed. So then I was down to 45 minutes, and I needed to make the next check because so many people were quitting between check two and check three. And Mike McGinnis, when it was where Cody and Tristan lapped us, he was cramping up so bad.
Oh, you were riding with Mike?
Well, so I caught him in that junk before bisexual, and then he went up bisexual, and I'm like, he's gone. All of a sudden, he comes back down. And I'm like, what happened? He goes, don't do a 360 at the top. You'll just come right back down. So then he's like, come on by. Well, I go to go by. I put my foot down, and something pops in my foot. I fall over. I hit this poor guy next to me, one of the spectators, with my helmet in his head and fall in this horrible hole. He goes, yeah, don't do that either. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, are you Mike? He was like, yeah. So he goes on. I don't see him again until when Tristan and Cody passes, and he's cramping up so bad. And so I'm like, I've got to get to the next check so I can get credit for – you know, getting him. That's another spot. So I put on the full, I was doing everything I could. I was down to 45 minutes. I saw some people I thought was the check, because Panama is so long.
It is so long.
Have you walked it all or seen it all?
No.
Because that's new stuff your dad's added.
The only thing I have to go off of was Joey saying it took him, when he was riding it in with my dad.
Okay.
I think he said it took him 3 hours or something? Two and a half hours?
I would say that's accurate.
Yeah.
And
just for that, what is it, a mile?
It felt like forever.
Yeah, I know, but probably mileage is only a mile and a half of trail.
Just imagine the worst rocks and holes, and like you'd be on these little skinnies like you mountain bikers make, and then you
Rob's pickaxe makes.
And so it was forever. So then I finally see some people I think are the check, and they're like, no, you have so much farther to go. And I'm just, it broke my spirit. And so I sat there for maybe 10 minutes.
This was after you lost Mako?
Yeah, this is after I lost Mako. I'm by myself.
After you lost Walk It Carefully Mako?
Let's hear the story behind Walk It Carefully Mako.
Oh, so
normally, what was his nickname?
He used to have the nickname Hit It Hard Mako, because he's the type of guy that on a hill climb will leave it completely wide open and modulate it with the clutch. He's really good at that.
Okay. So, there wasn't many hill climbs out there today.
So we used to always call it Hit It Hard Mako. And so it was Saturday in the middle of the second race, and my dad and a bunch of club members were standing at this little maybe 10-foot downhill into a rock garden. And of the 300 entries of Tough Like Roar,
I heard 255 showed up and raced.
Oh.
But anyway, there was 300 signed up.
Brian Mako was the only one to bulldog his bike down this little bunny hill. So,
was that the one that we walked the day before that Rob said we were... Oh, yes. My. That was not bad. I guess he went all the way to the left.
Oh,
okay. It was. We're giving him a hard time. It was probably better that he did, but yeah. It's just funny.
Oh, so now his new name is
Walkie Carefully Mako.
Walkie Carefully Mako. Okay, so I'd lost Walkie.
Just call it Wick.
I can't
Wick
even
for sure.
All right. So I lost Wick, and these people tell me I'm just doomed, and then someone who knows. She didn't even have an orange shirt on, but she was like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "All I can see is just rocks, more rocks and rocks." And she goes, "You're close to the check." Cause I think the people thought I wanted to know how far the finish was. And so I'm like, "No, I heard they've been telling me there was a check before Wrong's Out of Heaven," which I heard was gnarly. We didn't see it though.
No.
So I went on a full, well, it was all I could do. The other problem was, I hadn't even said this, my fan quit at some point. And all of a sudden, I wasn't running Evans. It's puking out all my antifreeze. So I'm stopping. And Will Preston always does this when his bike's hot. He takes his Camelback, pinches the bite tube, and squeezes it so it puts water on it and cools it off. So I was doing that. I could literally do like two moves and would have to stop and let it cool off. So maybe that's what I'm going to blame.
Dude. So
it was my fan and that.
Every time... Tom with Zach Tack.
Oh, yeah.
He was everywhere.
Dude, yes.
He was everywhere. Yep. And the last time I saw him, he always was pouring water on my radiators. And the last time I saw him, he poured water on my radiators and nothing happened. And I was like...
Was that because you've been sitting there so long your bike was cold?
Dude, no. Just every time it would take... If I moved 15 feet, I had to take a 15-minute break. Like,
I wouldn't go in 15 minutes, but a long break.
Yeah. But my bike was not hot because of how many breaks I was taking.
So, I was on, I won't call it a full tear, but it was all I had in me. And then I got up to, they were like, "You got to go down," and then another S, and it's not that bad. And I'm like, "You're kidding me, right?" And so I got to...
One more hill.
There's a little S, but it's not bad. So I ended up, I saw Timmy Wygant, the Husky team manager, and he was at a spot, and I saw a check down below. He goes, "That's pretty much the end." I'm like, "I don't care about the end. I want to find the check." And he pointed me the line, got on it, and I got up on the stuff that's up above Stairway to Heaven. It's some stuff we've ridden before, and it was some like cruising stuff. It was nice. One of the course workers from the check was up there and said, "You have 10 minutes. And I'm like, "Where is this check?" And he pointed right below me. So we basically went out, went down the Stairway to Heven. And I'm like, I'm getting to the check. We had to turn left and go up a bunch of more rocks. And they were muddy, slick rocks. And it was, so Jeremy Anthony, is that his name?
Yeah.
So his dad was there and he gave me a serious pep talk. Oh. And he told me to go this way. And I'm like, "This is the dumbest idea ever." Got up on one huge rock and he's like, "Just get your front wheel on the next rock and you got it." And I got up there, I'm like, "I don't have this."
Yeah.
I don't got it. But you know what? I put my front wheel on the rock, did a little hop, made it. And then I'm like, "I'm there." I was not there.
Oh,
no, I wasn't. I was struggling. So, and my bike at this point, the antifreeze is all gone. It's doing this, the bap, 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 bap. I'm like, "My bike's done." I start it, I have no power. They're like, "You just need to get..." And so, fortunately, Colton Haker comes. And Anthony's dad, do you remember his name? Or Jeremy's dad, I'm sorry. You remember his name?
His dad's name?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay. So, Mr. Anthony gave Colton the same pep talk. And there was one of the check workers at check three. She was screaming at him to get up there that he could do it. And so, he went on a tear. And then he got to, my bike was in the way because it had pretty much died. He got to where I was and had to take a harder line. I stopped, helped him. We both got to the check with like a minute to spare.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where my race ended. Let me go take us through the final minutes of your race. Did you get pulled or did you quit or what happened? Because I contemplated quitting so many times.
So I knew where I was at.
Okay.
And I knew that the old Heaven Trail was just right above this stupid rock ridge. That was going to take me like 30.
And that was, there was so many people bailing out when I was on Panama.
Yeah. And so I was with Jeremy Anthony, me, Jim Senecal, and Bobby Cornwell.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Where we raced We caught Bobby after he started cramping. And
I thought you were going to say he started crying.
No. We caught Bobby, and he was like beside his bike with his leg like like the yeah. dog pisser
yeah,
leg.
Yeah, he had it out there. I did some of that today.
I was like, "You good, buddy?"
Poor Bobby.
He was like, "Dude, I'm cramping." I said, "Just let's just get through it together." And I rode the entire race with,
those guys,
Jeremy, Bobby, and
so Jim. Did the sweep guys catch you, or did you guys say it's 4 hours or what, five hours? We're done.
So we were sitting at the bottom of this rock ridge, and I was like, once we get up there, I know how to get back. And Jim's like, I ain't going up there. He's like, there's got to be an easy way. I was like, I don't think there is.
Well, when I got to the point where those people who were telling me to quit, they were like, there's an easy way out right here. And I was like right there at the Heaven Trail.
Oh, you have more willpower than I, sir. Oh, but so me and Jim were sitting at the bottom, and then Keith came up. Well, okay. My bike was wedged in a massive hole.
Which one? Like, there was a couple.
Yeah, my bike was wedged in a massive hole right in the main line.
Oh, and that's not good.
Keith pulled up, and he's like, how much time do we have? And they were like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And Keith is like, all right, I think I'm done unless someone pulls up behind me. And just like that, you just start hearing Logan's bike. And I was like, you're gonna make me move my bike, aren't you?
Zach Attack Tom?
Yeah. Okay. Tom was there.
So witnessing all of this.
Yeah. Okay. And so Tom helps me pull my bike out, and I just rode the trail backwards, and Keith and Logan. And Logan did the same splatter that Colton did.
Really? I mean, they're both trials guys.
Yeah, and I was like, good Lord, like, how do these people exist? But I guess
so that was the end of the race?
Yeah.
Did they make it to the next check, you know?
No.
Okay. Because I was going to say, that is a long way from the next
check.
No, I don't
think so.
Hey, so I got to tell Jarrett, this is the end of Tough Like Roar. Everybody's gone. People were packing up, and Cody comes like walking down, Cody Webb, from where the Sherco pits were down to where we were, and he sees Jarrett, and Jarrett's in the back of the Sprinter loading up. He looks at Jarrett and he goes, are you that guy who left your helmet in the middle of the trail?
Yep.
So let's hear what this is.
So there was I'm sure you don't remember it, but
the rocky section
right before the second check,
Wicked Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right before that, there was some off camber rocks.
Yeah.
And there was a tree, a small tree.
Vividly.
But it was maybe a foot and a half off the ground.
Okay. Yep. I don't know. There was two of them out there that sound familiar to what you're talking about.
I took a wrong turn.
Okay. He's trying to get to his house, and he is taking a wrong turn.
Oh, darn it.
We're not turning this thing around on this two-lane road.
Yeah, I know.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway.
All right. Do we need to put in Google Maps?
We might, actually. Now.
Now.
But yeah, so I had just – I skid-plated that and didn't get over with the rear.
And, of course, it's off camber, so it probably kicked you down the hill.
Yep. So I fell down the hill.
Okay.
Picked my bike back up. It was still caught on the linkage. So okay. I got to a point where I just lifted the back end up and over after I had picked my bike up.
From the downhill side. Of course.
My heart was about to explode.
Okay.
So, and it was right at the bottom of that hill, and everyone was stuck all up in there.
Yep.
So I was just like, I'm taking my helmet off and sitting here. And I took my helmet off and laid it in the trail as I was pushing my bike to get back up onto the trail.
Yeah.
And here comes Cody dropping off that stupid rock. And I was like, I'm going to have to move my helmet on. So he
did
stopped.
Did he kick your helmet down the hill?
No. So he stopped, and I quick moved it. Yep. And then he just,
he came down, and he was like, I thought that was you. I saw you load your bike. That was Jared who left his helmet in the middle of the trail.
100%.
Oh, man.
I was a mess.
I think we were all a mess. So, I guess this is a quick recap. We're almost to Jared's house, so we're trying to get there. He's about to take a wrong turn. Maybe. I don't know all of the results. Oh, yeah. Wow, four-wheeler going down the road.
Yeah,
PA. It's beautiful up here, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I know...
Lovely area.
It is lovely area. Obviously, Cody Webb won. Tristan Hart was second. Ryder LeBlanc was third. Oh. Don't know who was fourth.
Colton.
Oh, Colton obviously was fourth.
In
and
the
then...
order they lapped me,
yes.
It was Colton, Keith Curtis, okay. And then Logan Ballview.
Okay, so that's your top six then, I would guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was the
like
mix
of Will Reardon, Ashburn, and dude. So on the start, Tristan, let's see, Tristan, Ryder, and Ashburn all got tangled up, and they all went down. And so they were gathering themselves, and they got a horrible start. Which we're gonna throw some interviews in here at the end. I interviewed Cody, interviewed Tristan, and also interviewed Ryder. So this is a quick recap before we get to Jarrett Moen's house. Tough Like Roar was tough. And I'm worn out. I'm ready. Happy 4th of July, everyone. Go America. And that's it.
Intros.
Woo! Yoo hoo! I'm here with the winner of the 2021 Tough Like Roar. Cody, how was it?
That was tough.
Really tough?
That was tough. It lived up to the name for sure. I opened my big mouth last year and I was like, oh, it was a pretty good race. Really enjoyed it, but like, you know, you guys filled in a bunch of the holes and there's so much more stuff. Like, you guys could have used it and they used it. That was gnarly.
Well, I think you did that. You did a training class on Monday here.
Yeah.
And you were just in, like, goofing off in some stuff and they realized what you guys were capable of. And I think that started the problem.
Yeah, I was riding a dealer's demo bike, 300 four-stroke, local dealer. The thing was definitely burning oil.
Had knobby, a normal knobby.
I think it was like a 17. The thing had been through the ringer, and I was doing stuff that was harder than the race, like an idiot. And they watched me, and they were like, huh, all right. You know, all in all, I mean, it was awesome. It was for sure. I'm pretty sure that was the toughest race I've ever done. Well, I mean, like Erzberg. You know, both times I finished the podium there, it was 2.5 hours or so, I think.
Okay.
2:45, and I think I was almost 3.5 hours today with the win. And, I mean, Ryder barely got in under the five-hour mark, and it was tough, man. I finished the race and just sat down in front of a fan with some ice on my ankle. I kind of tweaked it or something first lap and was babying that the whole rest of the day. I was just angry. I don't even know what I did, but
well, and Rob Moen is the trail boss who we were talking about earlier, and he went out. He said he thought five people could finish. We ended up with three, and the Rock Fairies came out and moved some stuff in a couple of the sections, and so they got pretty upset, and so they went back. They said no one can alter the course now, and they went back and moved everything. How was Bring on the Heartbreak when you got there?
I was so angry when I got there. I was even kind of angry when I went and walked it, because I walked it after a big group of guys did.
Yep. Oh,
and I ain't no snitch, but they did some serious work.
There were some benches cut
if
in.
If I was Rob, I would have been upset too.
Okay.
And, I mean, I'm open for moving rocks here and there, but, man, that was – definitely made – like, Rob was like, I could have ridden it.
And what's so funny is he told me Saturday, he was like, do not tell anyone – I'm going to erase all of that. We're going to make it normal again. So I didn't say anything to anyone, and I guess he did what he said.
I was the first guy there, and I was angry. I'm like, this is – I took one attempt straight up, didn't make it. It's so slick. I was angry. Tried to go high and get back on the line. That was kind of trenched in originally, not even close. So I just threw my bike against the hill and just started chucking rocks down the hill. And I think Rob was down there. I almost hit him with a rock. Rob said he just had, like, I had this angry look on my face. And I get all the way to the top, and I'm stuck in this wheelie trying to pivot around this rock crack. And people were there. I'm like, this is BS. I'm making a trail for everyone else behind me.
I didn't even think about it. Yeah, because it was when I got, that makes
so
more sense.
So I had it was terrible for me there.
But you did say some of the stuff you rode was pretty virgin, and you went right up it, being that you were the first one there.
Yeah, that was really nice. Some stuff, Panama and... Second lap, I got through it with a little bit more struggles, but...
Well, how were the lappers? I mean, obviously, you did two laps, and there's only three people that did two full laps.
Lappers weren't too bad. I mean, they're going to be at every race. We're used to it, and...
Because some of that stuff was tight.
Yeah, there's a couple tight spots, and, you know, they did their best to get out of the way. No one... I got hung up here and there, but it's a race. Everyone's got to deal with it, so... I've definitely had worse lappers in other races. Everything's pretty open here.
Yeah.
And walking the course, I told... told Keith Curtis, I'm like, I think this is going to take me 3.5 hours to finish. And I pretty much guessed it right on the money. Because I remember how last year I was under 3, and I was like, this is going to be way worse for sure.
Oh, it was.
When you're walking the course, and the pros have never spent so much time in one spot, just shaking our heads and scratching our heads like, what are we going to do? And you know it's bad that it's open as far as they cut it, ribbon it off, and there's still
no good line.
Even the good line is still terrible.
Yeah. What did you do in Panama? There was like a 45-degree rock up to another rock. What did you do there, if you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly. It was kind of near the end of Panama, and then some switchbacks after it up to a big crack.
Yep, that was it.
First lap, I just rolled straight through there and rode right up it.
Really?
And then second lap, I rode right up it again, straight through it. But I got hung up a little bit, but I pretty much rode right up it. But, I mean, you could tell that some guys have fallen off that thing.
It was hard for me, I'll say that.
I think it was the very first entry part to Panama.
Yeah.
Had a ledge first lap. I went farther left. I saw, obviously, there was a decent line on the right, but I was already lined up a little bit wider because I didn't know it was there.
Yeah.
And I rode right up it pretty easily and just weaseled my way through. And second lap, it was just, I was like, oh, here we go. And I just turned and burned and went around the corner and hold it wide open and first and hoped that I got through the grease. And I barely got up the ledge. I was like, oh, thank God.
Oh, all right, man. Well, congratulations. I guess Donner's next.
Yeah, Donner's next. And then we got Ohio, then I'm going to Romaniacs, and then Battle of the Goats, and then TKO. So, man, it's all pretty much no weekend off. I'm not even going to ride. I'm hang out.
Well, yeah, you got to recover in the middle. So
I'm older now, you know. I had Advil after the race. This isn't normal.
So, yeah. So then after that, I guess after TKO, we're done with hard enduro. When's enduro cross firing up?
No idea, but I'll figure that out when it gets there.
Well,
we're too busy. We're in deep right now.
All right, man. Well, congratulations and good luck next weekend at Donner.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Hey, guys. Drew Kirby here. Tough Like Roar 2021 is in the books. The weather, it wasn't as hot, but the trail is pretty gnarly. I'm standing here with second place finisher, Tristan Hart. Tristan, how was it?
It was tough. It was relentless. The track was probably the hardest one in the U.S. now, I'd say. So that's, lots of people are saying it was harder than Erzberg. I don't know about that, but it was definitely a really good race. And all the track crew here, they did such a good job. There was like 75 of them out there. They all had waters. They were helping. Like, it's crazy to see how good of a job they did. So that's really good. And coming into this race, I wasn't exactly healthy. I was coming in with a separated shoulder and an infected elbow, and luckily the last 2 days before the race I had some rapid healing going on or something, and it got a lot better in 2 days, and I ended up being able to push it aside and trying to fight for the win. At least I tried my hardest. There was a couple spots where Cody made some time on me, but right, I think maybe 3 miles from the finish, I saw him, so it was right there for the taking, and I didn't take it, so second
well,
it is.
Well, you weren't on fire yesterday, but you did enough to get on the front row of 10, and then tell us about your start.
Yeah, Colton and Jordan squeezed me and Ryder together, and I'm landing on...
You're on somebody's bike.
I landed on Ryder's bike, and that hurt my shoulder. I hadn't really crashed yet, and that made my shoulder sore, but it went away after everything else started hurting.
All right. Well, what do you think? You said the course is pretty hard. Some big holes, some big rocks. Anything stand out, or, you know, anything you liked or did not like?
Honestly, the whole track just seemed like rocks everywhere. It was just rock after rock after rock. So there was no really hill climbs, which is normally where I can catch Cody. So that didn't really suit me that well. But I got to learn to ride rocks better. That's all there is to it.
All right, man. Well, hey, congratulations. What's next? Ohio?
Donner.
Oh, Donner, then Ohio, then what's after Ohio?
I think I'll be going to Romaniacs now, so it's going to be me and Cody got a crazy schedule this month.
All right, well, hey, congratulations. We'll see you in about a month.
Sweet, thanks.
All right, so I'm here with third place finisher Ryder LeBlond. Ryder, it was tough. What'd you think?
I am really tired right now. That was the hardest race I've ever done by far. It was gnarly. I think I was out there for 4 hours, and I don't know, 40 minutes, something like that, 45 minutes.
Well, so you ended up making two full laps. There was only three of you guys that were, yeah. So to be an actual finisher and get the finishing medal, you did it. Yeah. So how much time did you say you had left, 30 minutes?
No, I had like 10 minutes left. I was kind of really close. Oh. Like me and Colton, we were riding together a lot the last lap. Like I would go, he would be stopped. I'd ask him if he's good. I'd keep going. I'd be stopped. And like we just like intense battle.
Well, so, and Cody, or well, let's talk about the start. Tristan, he's probably going to be, we'll play it before this, but you guys, you didn't have a good start.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Like, me, Jordan, and Tristan, we all went down. I got stuck in Jordan's wheel pretty good, and it was just weird. And I was the last one to get up, get going, and then through 409, I was still last, and it got super slick.
Was everyone, so did you catch up to the tail end of everyone? Because the entrance of 409 now was gnarly.
Yeah, so I caught up to everyone a good bit before that, and and I don't even know what I was saying. Oh,
about 409, because yeah. It was, they made the entrance to 409 super gnarly. Like, we caught, yeah. I think some of you guys were still in there when we got there, and I was on the third row.
Yeah, so I took good line for a second, and then
some guy just ran over trash trying to get around traffic.
So I was trying to get around people. I got around a couple people, like Taylor, and then maybe was into like seventh or eighth, and I was okay with it. And then I high side in there, and I think I got in such a bad spot. Like, people from the second row passed me. I was probably like 15th, and I was like, yep, my day's ruined. And then I just kept going, motoring through, and got around like Taylor and a couple other guys, Keith Curtis, and I was like, oh man, like, still I'm gonna have a ways to go before I get a podium. And then down in, I think it was down in a hole or one of those valleys, I caught up to Will Reardon and Colton. I was like, holy cow, like, I kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah, down in a hole was harder than I thought it was gonna be. Yeah, it got pretty polished, so I was surprised. Yeah.
Probably should have, I didn't walk it, cause I was like, oh, last year I don't remember it being real bad, and this year was pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, it was that bad last year for us, but they said it had gotten ridden in and was better.
Yeah. So after that, I kind of just got around Will and made a pretty cool pass on Colton there, and was in, gone to third, and I was beat up. I was getting pretty tired after that. I was pushing to get around them, and then came through for the second lap, and then they added the second lap only sections, and those were brutal. Heartbreak section or whatever that was called.
Yeah. Bring on the heartbreak.
Bring on the heartbreak. That was that killed me. I spent a lot of time on that, and then me and Colton towards the end.
So did you guys help each other in that, or were you able to get up it on your own?
I got up it on my own, but I wish I would have had some help. I spent way too much time there. But so we got to Easy Street or whatever they called, like some of that flowy stuff before Panama, and me and Colt were just sitting down cruising, going like 3 miles an hour.
I looked down and I was doing 23, and I'm like, I need to be going faster than this.
We were probably going like 10. Like, we weren't going fast at all. And then next hard section, Panama, like a little bit before that, he'd go a little bit, stop, I'd go a little bit, pass him, stop. Like, it was we were both beat, but I'm happy to come away with third. And I mean, I know Tristan and Cody were pretty far ahead, so need to work on that, but at least got that podium out of the way, and then take it to the next one.
Well, congratulations. You did get second here last year, but the competition and the difficulty was not near what it was this year.
Yeah, in my head, last year definitely doesn't count. I'm happy with this year.
All right, man. Well, congratulations, and you headed out to Donner next?
Yeah, we'll be flying out Wednesday, so got to get recovered up here soon.
All right, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.